to Warwick. Warwick boxes in to Volker.
Kansas City's doing a good job of clogging up that middle.
Back up to the top of Lawrence. Lawrence splits the defense, throws it out to Warwick. Warwick thinks about the three, but he's covered there by Erla. Kansas City's moving on defense. It's just they don't have their hands up. And is this a male athlete thing?
Uh-oh.
Or is this just a pet peeve? Because my girls would be doing practice shuffles, and they would have their hands up in practice. Or we would be having a long running time.
I'm not sure what it is, but statistically, when you look at what's going on in the area, you know, and these are schools from three counties,
right,
basically. And when you have teams that are scoring such high average, I mean, a dozen teams are scoring 50 or more points. That's a lot.
We got a timeout here real quick by Kansas City. We'll come back right after this. Kansas City with the lead, or Lakers with the lead, 16-6. We'll be back right after we hear from Pigeon Telephone.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
We're back here at Kansas City High School where the Redhawks are trailing the Lakers 16-6. They had the ball here after a timeout, and into the game now is Cole Johnson, the sophomore that's just been brought up, and Nick Brown, also a senior for Kansas City, has been brought up. And they just made a nice play down inside there to Cheddar. Or Dunick. And Dunick went up and had his shot offered by Zuerman, and then a rebound there was by I called him Johnson. It's not. It's Israelson, isn't it? Or is it Johnson?
Israelson.
I'm sorry. And he tried to go back up, and he missed the bunny shot there. So Lakers controls it again with 1 minute to go. Tim Warwick for a long 3-8. Fouls. It's no good. Long rebound back into. I'm sorry. It was Brody Lawrence. Long rebound to Warwick. Gives it back to Lawrence in the corner. He looks at the top. Nobody's really moving hard here. Even Lakers is it. Now, Warner makes the cut up to the free throw line, gets a nice big out, but the rebound's controlled there by Dunick. Dunick pushes it up the court. Cheddar takes it down the paint. No good. He can't get it. Ball tips around. Good hustle play by Gasso to control the rebound. He's going to go coast to coast. He's going to shot off Erla. And Erla is standing there waiting for him. You can see Erla. He got the rebound down here. He did not go to the other end of the court, and he just stood here and waited and said, "Come, not in my house tonight, young man." Coming in is Alex Zaleski, the junior for Kansas City. Checking out for Lakers is Zwimmer. And coming into the game for them, I believe, number 42, Peter Mead, the 5'10 senior guard. And he looks to get the ball inbound from his teammate. Goes to Lawrence. Lawrence gives it to Mead. Mead brings it back to the top of Lawrence. Lawrence brings it around the top of the key. Gives it out to Warwick. Warwick and Lawrence play catch. Lawrence is going to rest the ball here now. 17 seconds to go in the first quarter. 16-6 lead for the Lakers here.
They're being very patient and disciplined.
Swinging it around the top. Now they feed it down inside to Crown. Crown backs out the back end. He gets it back from Volker, but he misses the bunny. Volker gets the rebound on the opposite side. He misses the layup off the glass. And that's going to end the first quarter. Lakers 16, Cassidy 6. We'll be back right after we hear from our sponsors.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you. With locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Member FDIC.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard.
Son of a...
What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
We're back here at Cassidy High School. Sue Schrader, Mary Lee Schock. You're listening to Cruise 102, Hometown Hoops Game of the Week. Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers here at Cassidy. And they're starting out with the ball and the lead here at the start of the second quarter, still 16-6. They've been very patient. We were 40 seconds late getting back, and they've had the ball for that whole 40 seconds. Now they bounce it down inside the Volker. Volker goes up and works against Zalewski. Zalewski takes an elbow on the face, but Zwimmer is right there to clean up the garbage, gets the rebound, he's gone to the line with the putback.
Lakers are doing a great job. They're setting up a triangle offense, and they've got a high-low with their two posts, and they're screening each time the ball gets changed in the direction on the perimeter. But Cassidy is moving with them. They're trying to fight through the screens and get to the ball, and they got some great opportunities there. That was pretty good. I should have probably shot it left-handed, but
Dwyer there makes his first shot, 17-6. Coming into for Cassidy now is number 33, Ethan Nickel. Some of the other games going around the area tonight, Basher at Ballot, USA at Bay City Offense, probably at Naval, Marlette at Brown City. And a key game there for USA. If USA can beat Bay City Offense, that keeps Offense from claiming the title just yet. They've got to have a win and a Reese loss. So Reese is off tonight, and I'm sure they are not big fans of the USA Patriots.
Bay City has three games left?
Yes. Three, they play USA tonight, then they play at Lakers, and then they have John Glenn, and then they play Basher. And Reese is off tonight, and then they play USA on Friday night, so I bet you Reese is probably up at that game tonight, doing a little scouting. And Zwimmer's second shot was good. Cassidy's got the rebound, took the ball back down to the other end, and turned it over. Lakers now with the ball again, 18-6, 6:37 to go here in the first half. Rick Shaughnessy's ball handling skills up there, he's being covered tightly by Orban. You know, Cassidy's got some seniors, but they got some relatively young players, too, when you look at the roster. They've got two sophomores brought up, the rest are juniors. And they got Barney and Brown and Wishlager, but they don't see a lot of time all the time either, so.
And they've got some experienced players on this Laker team, too, that are probably weather so patient.
And right there was one of them, Booker. He drove the lane and the paint went up, but he just could not find the backboard to get that shot. And Volker's been one of those players who's been up and down this year. He has a really good game for him, and another night he just can't buy a basket like tonight. He played great defense there as long as he can on Dunnick. Dunnick took him left, took him right, yeah. Up, took him down. Finally, he caught Volker and got him on the up and under when he tried to go under him for the reach-in foul, and Dunnick's going to go to the free throw line.
He seems to be moving a lot quicker than what he did last year. I mean, he was a good, strong player last year, but he just seems more agile.
Seems like he's got his footwork down a little bit more now, but he's reading the court instead of having to look to see where he's at. He knows where he's at ahead of time.
Yep. Using his body to make space for himself down low.
You know, it's funny. You'd think the home court advantage right now would be to Cassidy, but they cannot buy a bucket. Their shots have been short, or they've hit in the crotch of the rim, and right there, just rimmed out again for Dunnick on his second shot. Rebound Lakers, and that's going to be Meade. Meade brings it up the court. He looks for somebody. Can't find anybody open right now. Now he finds Chase Volker over on the left side. He gets it into Zwimmer. Zwimmer takes left shot, right two-handed shot up and over top of Israelson.
The key there is he never put the ball on the floor.
Kept it up nice and high, turned and moved. Nice looking ball player there.
He is long, too.
He looks good and green, maybe. He needs to get up here and take a look at this young man. So we're going to take a quick timeout here. It's going to be Cal City 30-second timeout. We'll be back right after we hear from our sponsors.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Can you believe it? Thumb Cellular has been serving the thumb area for 20 years. Now that's something to celebrate. To kick off Thumb Cellular's 20th anniversary, you can now buy one cell phone and get a second one for only $20. For example, get the new Samsung Profile for $79 and get a second one for just $20.
You love Thumb Cellular!
Take your pick, mix and match from a great selection of cell phones. Not only that, you'll receive 20% off all the accessories for your new cell phone. Terms of service apply.